Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Darren Williams about the MBA after this.
While other manufacturers are scrambling to adopt SCR technology to meet emission standards, Case IH is already in the field with over 10,000 tractors, maximizing productivity and setting records for fuel efficiency. It's proven efficient power you'll find on all our high horsepower equipment, from combines to sprayers. And right now, get the best offers of the year when you pre-order 2013 models. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
Be ready for the best offers on 2013 models today. Visit caseihdeals.com.
Neighbors, the folks at OBI, Oklahoma Beef Incorporated, got their spring turnout bull sale coming up on Thursday, May 17th at 12 noon at the OBI test station, 8 miles west of Stillwater on Highway 51. They'll be selling 61 breeding age bulls, Angus, Herefords, and Brangus. For more information, you can contact OBI at 405-624-1181. 405-624-1181. Their spring turnout bull sale, Thursday, May 17th. He's the dean of the MBA program for the cattle industry. Masters in Beef Advocacy, that is. Darren Williams with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Oklahoma recently for the Oklahoma State FFA Convention. They conducted a seminar with about 125 FFA members, many of whom had already gone through the MBA program and received their MBA diploma at that time. According to Darren Williams, the key right now, find young people like these that are already savvy when it comes to social media. That truly is where the battle is in the days to come.
Yeah, the battle, but also the opportunity. This is our opportunity to take our story directly to consumers. It's a very, very powerful tool to be able to start your own blog, which essentially like your own newspaper or web page. Now, it takes a lot of work. It takes some savvy as to how to really get beyond preaching to the choir and really get our message out to consumers. But we've got some MBA graduates who are doing a wonderful job of it and really are connecting with consumers. But, you know, a Facebook post with a link to a positive article about beef or correcting some misinformation about an issue like lean, finely textured beef, which has become known as pink slime, or even the most recent case of BSC in California. Very powerful tool to get information out very quickly to a wide audience.
In the case of those two particular issues that Darren mentioned, pink slime and BSE, pink slime is the one that probably has caused the most damage to the industry as because of social media, it seemingly got out of control.
Yeah, I think out of control is probably about right. You know, it's really interesting, particularly when you compare and contrast it to the recent case of mad cow or BSE diagnosed in California. There I see a very real issue, a very legitimate issue in terms of something we've taken very, very seriously for a number of years. We've got to keep BSE out of the U.S. cattle herd. We've got to make sure we keep it out of the food supply. Absolutely could be the most damaging thing that, you know, to our industry. And then you have an issue like lean, finely textured beef or pink slime, which has an absolutely perfectly safe, perfectly wholesome product with no threat to the food supply whatsoever. Almost becomes the bigger issue perception-wise. Really teaches, I guess, another lesson, yet another lesson learned about